Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I use the Complete Idiot's Guide to the Bible.
Unqualified.
Why can't my kids come into the service? Because we have PG-13 services.
Unqualified.
That has a nice ring to it. Unqualified. I've always felt that way.
It wasn't a compliment.
Junior church has taken over. It's designed for elementary kids or junior higher.
Who doesn't feel unqualified?
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Especially with that plantar fasciitis business. Oh, I'm telling you. Spanning the globe to bring you my complaints. I mean stories, articles, stuff you send to idea@wretched.org that we simply can't put together in one coherent package. So what do? You slap them all together. You grab a dated theme song and you call it Wide World of Christian Stories and Stuff. This is Wretched Radio. Jimmy, do you want to know how much the dopey shoes that I'm wearing cost? Did I tell you that yet?
You didn't even tell me how much they cost.
Okay, now somebody, I'm sure it was well-intentioned. I was lamenting. I try not to do the body ache routine that we all tend to do, letting everybody know about our maladies. Nevertheless, the tendon in my right foot, it just, whatever that thing is called, it's honestly, it's like a jackhammer on your heel when you walk. So I was sharing so that we could do the one another's together. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to be a blessing and earn some crowns by feeling bad for me is what I was really trying to do. And somebody sent a link to these shoes. And while I have to admit, they do help a lot. They think of, okay, these are like the plastic shoes that you wear to the pool or when you use a shower in a locker room.
Yeah, that was the first thing I thought when I saw them.
That's basically what, right?
Yeah.
And it's like these things are like pennies to make. I'm certain pennies to make. They're called UFAs or UFOs. You don't want to know.
That's exactly what you said when you saw.
Yeah, UFO. Exactly what I said. Does it help? Yeah, but man, maybe it's the tariffs. That must be it. It's got to be the tariffs are the big problem. Please, would you kindly keep sending stuff to idea@wretched.org, whether we use it for a full-blown Lollapalooza or slap them together for Wide World of Christian Stories. We sure are grateful. Jimmy, I have a story. I'm afraid you're going to have to change the way you do the news.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You see, all you do is talk. You just talk. There's no music. There's no thumpy thump. And you don't dance. Oh, and
I don't dance.
The future, you got to keep them. You and Vodi Bakum. You got to keep them short. You got to keep them pithy. You got to pump up the jam. And yeah, that's right. Do a little dance. Just shake, shake, shake something. Because one in five adults, this is Pew Research. We get our news from TikTok. Oh, that's awesome. That's so good that we're being informed with little videos on the TikTok machine.
Because it knows so much.
I get it. News has never been an expanded sort of format. Although, here's an expanded format. The other night, I was flipping through the Daily Bob and 60 Minutes was on. Oh, I watched it for like 20 seconds and found myself just ready to go. They were talking about the tone of the discourse in America these days. And guess who's on the receiving end of all of that badness? That's right, Democrats. It's we Republicans. I just was like, okay, I did see another 60-minute story on the YouTube machine because I went and searched for, I saw something on the TV and it was on ESPN that arrested me and Mrs. Friel. We just had to, we was like, what is going on here? It was a baseball game, but they were pitching like, you know, just the guy would throw, I guess he's called the pitcher, would throw the ball, the catcher would catch the ball, throw it back, boom, 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 back and forth. I mean, no, you know, grabbing the bag, kicking your feet, fixing the mound. Yes, no, all kinds of gyrations. Just whip the ball back. And I went, this is better. Who's got the attention span to wait for a pitcher to figure it out? It was the Savannah Bananas.
Oh, I've seen that league. They don't have very many teams.
It is so entertaining.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. Yeah.
I have a feeling, maybe, I'm not sure. It looked like it was a family sort of affair, that it could be a little on the side. But overall, that baby, it was Harlem Globetrotters baseball style. That's what it was. It was zany. It was fun. And 60 Minutes actually did a story on them because they sell out stadiums. They sold out the Houston Astro Stadium.
Wow.
I was talking to my second daughter about it, and she said, oh, they come to Atlanta. They fill up the Atlanta Braves Stadium, which seats like 40, 50,000 people.
Atlanta's not even selling it out.
They're not minor league. It's like Goofy League is what it is. And I have to confess, oh, no. Oh, no. I just came to a dreadful conclusion. If we like the Savannah Bananas, we are one step away from getting our news from TikTok. Oh, no. Let's go to Kentucky, shall we? Jimmy, got a bit of a conundrum for you. Are you ready, sir?
I am.
The leadership of a Baptist church in Kentucky says they support members of their congregation who chose to not return certain library books that contain LGBT-related themes. They didn't say it was a directive, but they say that it's not stealing because the books are sexually perverse. So apparently the members of the congregation, they go to the library, they take the books, don't return them, and the church is saying that's not stealing. It's borrowing for an indefinite amount of time. Quote, we've never from the pulpit told people to do this. It began organically. After the fact, we affirmed their action as a legitimate form of civil disobedience. Okay, if you want to do that, then get ready for Romans 13. If you want to break a law, because that's breaking a law, whether you like the law or not, whether you can figure out a way to justify committing that crime, okay. But Romans 13 says, then just be ready. You will experience the consequence. The failure to return library materials doesn't constitute theft under state law. This is one of the individuals from the church. In Kentucky, not returning a library book is a civil matter, not a criminal one. The penalty is fines, collections, or loss of library privileges, just like not paying a utility bill. That's it. No police. No jail. Therefore, this is not stealing. Jimmy, what say you?
Well, regardless of whatever you call it, it doesn't belong to the people taking it. So
I pay taxes.
Therefore, it is stealing.
I pay taxes.
And that, so it's not yours. Don't take it.
Hey, do you not feel it, though? It's like, trashy books doing in a public library with children?
And I get the heart behind it and the desire to want them out, but there are better ways to go about it.
I think so, too. Yeah. And a better testimony. Because you can come up, I guess, with some sort of clever way to justify it, as it appears somebody's attempting to do, but I don't know that the world buys it. We got to remember, they're watching, too. How's it, you know what? You could go there. If you want to do the things that are legal, make a sign, stand in front of the library, do some open air preaching, talk about, you know what? You be there when people are coming and going and pass out flyers to individuals. You can do all of that. Go to city council meetings, school board, if it's a government school library. There's all kinds of legal means for us to protest. Those are legal means. Got to be careful with that term civil disobedience. We've got to make sure that we pinpoint exactly what that means. Because if we can all be disobedient because it's something that we disagree with or that irks us, got to tell you, that's kind of a kettle of fish that I don't think we want to open. I know that illustration didn't work exactly, but wow, that just breeds anarchy. We got to follow the rules, and we got plenty of opportunities. We've got plenty of legal means still to express our disdain for what's going on. But I don't think you should be taking something that doesn't belong to you. We could do that in stores then, Jimmy. Jimmy, we could do that in a store. Yeah. We could shoplift stuff. I don't think that they should have that in the store. Therefore, I'm going to shoplift it. You'd go, well, wait a second. That's, you know, stealing. No, it's not because, well, 2 Samuel. Just look it up. It's in the Old Testament someplace. Let's go to Quebec, shall we? The child services. This is... Ooh. A little girl gets to go to a foster home with not one, not two, but 3 daddies. That's right. A throuple. This is Quebec. Was this not the same city that last week we read that there is a secular minister to make sure that Quebec stays secular? Okay. This is to me, this is yet another example. I was just going through it Sunday at Alpharetta Bible Church. The Old Testament verses, the number of verses, especially in Deuteronomy, kind of fascinating, that talk about the protection of widows and orphans. And what we see historically and what we see today, when a country is secular or not Christian, guess who pays the price every single time? Women and children. This is Wretched Radio.
Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Oh, you know the feeling. Every morning you wake up and you wonder, how am I going to navigate this weird, crazy, upside down world with biblical wisdom? We should have that thought every day. And that's exactly why Fortis Institute exists. We're your daily partner in standing firm in biblical truth. From our podcasts with Dr. John Krotz to Pastor Brad Bigney to Libby Glosson, Dr. Adam Tyson, Dr. Greg Gifford, and others, we're bringing together voices you can trust. But this doesn't happen by accident. When you become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, you're not just giving money, you're discipling young men struggling with pornography. You're equipping pastors in small rural churches. You're preaching the gospel to students who desperately need to hear it. And by the way, make sure that you've grabbed the Fortis Plus app. It's free for everybody and it's packed with hundreds of hours of content right now, with more being added daily. Because we believe biblical truths should be accessible to everyone. That's why we need you to help push this to the globe. Our work is nowhere near finished. Visit FortisInstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. Let me ask you something. How much time did you spend on your phone yesterday? Don't answer that out loud. Probably pretty embarrassing for the both of us. But here's the thing. You're going to be on that thing anyway, right? So why not use some of that time for something that actually matters? The Fortis Plus app. That's right. It is packed with content that'll change how you think, how you lead, and how you live. Hundreds of hours of teaching from voices you can trust. Marriage advice that actually works. Parenting wisdom rooted in scripture and theology that connects your mind to your life. And get this, it's all free. Completely free. No subscription, no hidden fees, just solid biblical content available whenever you want it. Plus, we're adding stuff every day, including my news feature that'll help you understand what's really happening in our culture through a biblical worldview. That's my intent anyway. Look, the world is trying to disciple you through your phone every day. Why not fight back with truth? Download Fortis Plus right now. It's free, it's powerful, and it's time to take back your screen time and use it for the kingdom. Fortis Plus at fortisplus.org. Hey, can I be honest with you for a second? I see a lot of guys just drifting. Just going through the motions, working, hanging out, maybe going to church, but not really sure what they're supposed to be doing with their lives. And here's what's crazy. Nobody's giving you real answers. It's just a bunch of cliches about being a man that don't actually help. But I found something that does help. Dr. Adam Tyson has hosted a Fortis Forum, 5 Steps to Becoming a Man After God's Own Heart, and it is not what you think. Dr. Tyson does not just tell you to do better. He shows you what the Bible actually says about manhood, real steps you can take, real changes that start in your heart, not just your behavior. That's what we need. Look, if you're tired of drifting and you want some actual direction, this is it. 5 steps that will challenge you to live with real purpose. It's on Fortis Plus. You can watch it whenever you want. Just go check it out right now. 5 Steps to Becoming a Man After God's Own Heart. Just download Fortis Plus wherever you download your apps or go to fortisplus.org. Trust me, it's time to stop drifting and time to start living.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the bridegroom. Christians are waiting for Christ's return, which the book of Revelation describes as the wedding of the Lamb. Christ will come to usher his bride, his church, into eternity with him.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Spanning the globe. Political style. You gotta play that if you're gonna talk politics. That's apparently the rule. This is a Wretched Radio. Hillary Clinton is 77 and she's still on the stump. I guess these days, I think Donald Trump was 78 when he was elected president. Joe Biden was the same age. So increasingly, our presidents are getting older and older. Hillary, who knows if she's making another run for it? 77 years old, appearing with Morning Joe on MSNBC. Wow. Wow. I think what makes us so special as a country and the idea that you could turn the clock back and try to recreate a world that never was dominated by, you know, let's say it, white men of a certain persuasion, a certain religion. What are we talking about, Hillary? A certain point of view, a certain ideology. It's just doing such damage to what we should be aiming for. This is the lie of progressivism. They are on the cutting edge of right. And that everything past is oppressive. It's Christianity being crammed down people's throats, imposing our morality. Therefore, we're the liberators. And I think the narrative needs to change. Excuse me. You want to change things. That's your right. But let's talk about it and let's be honest about it. You're saying that all of the people who have ever believed anything from the Bible, they are, well, as you described them, white men of a certain persuasion, a certain religion, and that we're doing the wrong, that we're in the wrong. Why don't you prove to us why you're right? And please lose the trope. It's because we're progressive and we're on the right side of history. They are trying to change. They're deconstructing everything, which reminds me. I get to be in Oklahoma in 2-3 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. Get to be at OU and OSU. And I do believe deconstruction is on the table. We are going to talk about why so many kids are deconstructing. It is just it's just one of the tributaries that flows into the large river of deconstruction in this country. It's encouraged on campus. I can't say who, but it's a direct source. They were in school, college, university, and the announcement of Charlie Kirk came on. I'm going to do my impersonation of the professor. Ready? Here it is. Applauded. And the kid behind the source that I'm not disclosing said, "It's about time." And if I'm not mistaken, I read a poll, or Mrs. Friel told me, over 30% of the kids think that violence is justifiable if somebody is, you know, basically like Hillary Clinton, and we believes like Hillary Clinton, I should say, and doesn't like what you have to say. Scary times. So we're going to go to the campus because I think that that's the only... I personally, first of all, it's just the business that we're supposed to be about. Second of all, I just don't see these problems getting rectified any other way than heart transplants. I just don't see it. It can't. How are you going to persuade somebody? How do you persuade a Hillary Clinton that her new wokeism that she's adopted because there isn't a trend that she won't ride in an effort to get to the White House? How do you fix that? How do you help somebody rethink that my thinking overrides reality and science? How do you help? The answer is you don't. I just don't think you can do some persuading. I get it. And I think we see some of that. But if we want somebody to genuinely change and not just not think immorally, but to think righteously, it's only the gospel that can do that. So we're headed off to the campus and we're going to try to share great news with the students who have deconstructed or are considering it. And then this is a theme that we use on the regs here at Wretched, that we make Jesus Christ look magnificent. that we make him look so attractive because he is, that people are like, I'm very interested, because most people don't know how good God is. And this is not, by the way, to neglect his righteousness, his justice, his holiness. No, that's a part of his goodness. But to not proclaim that this is the God who saves. Sorry to bring it up again, but Sunday, Alpharetta Bible Church, we were talking about God's attitude toward women. Why? Because in Matthew chapter 27, I'm telling you, it's like you got to hit the brakes and take a look at what is going on here. Because suddenly after the passion and the death of Jesus and what I called six sermons that God preached, an earthquake, rock splitting, veil, et cetera, graves cracking open. Those were sermons. God was preaching at the death of his son. And then immediately we see, and there were some women, many women who were there. And then it gives us a short list, not a complete list because Luke adds some, but it gives us a short list of some of them. But there were many women there. What is that doing there? That was my break sound, by the way. Why is that included? And I think one of the big reasons, I think there's a lot of them. I actually came up with no less than 11. But I think one of the reasons, it shows what Jesus accomplished on the cross. Galatians 3, in Christ, is there Jew, Gentile? Nope. That divide. Jesus has built the bridge, brought us together. Same thing with rich and poor. There's a word that Hillary Clinton needs to understand as she's touting and espousing wokeism and oppressors who have more than other people. What bridges that isn't taking away from some to give to others. It's being in Christ and ditto with male and female. I think that we are seeing Jesus' work undo the effects of the fall in Genesis 3, the battle of the sexes, where there's going to be a constant power grab. She's going to reach for the authority. He's going to use it to be really terrible. And Jesus introduces women as the one who witnessed his death. And then Matthew goes on to say, also witnessed the burial with Joseph of Arimathea. Then they witnessed the resurrection. What in the world is that doing there? And the answer is, it is God, for many, many reasons, but for our purposes, showing that Jesus brings together male and female. Jesus brings together rich and poor. Doesn't change. It doesn't mean you no longer have a gender. It doesn't mean that you're not ethnically Jewish or Gentile. It means that those distinctions are just gone. How? It's not through a government program. It's through heart change. That's the only hope that I think we have for this country, is a heart change. Jimmy, you want to go to the UK, to Wales specifically?
Sure.
The first female archbishop in UK defends lesbian lifestyle. You're going to love this quote. She always believed she was gay and never heard God say to me, who you are is wrong. Who you love is wrong. You are living in sin. She never heard God say that. Mm. Oh, but that's funny. That's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
So that's what God would say. I've never heard that from God. And that's all I can say, who lives with her civil partner and two dogs. She argued church teachings are subject to change throughout history and that modern views are coming to understand a more loving view of God. Yeah, he was kind of mean. He was kind of, you know, he got with the program. He came to our advanced level. Jimmy, did we grab that by any chance? The ELCA? Did we share that last? I can't remember. The ELCA woman? Did I send that to you?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was a video. It was a little, it would have been a little weird for audio, but she's sitting there and she's talking about all of these Bible verses that we now know are oppressive toward women and shouldn't be in the Bible. Hold the phone, Henriette. What do you mean they shouldn't be in the Bible? Aren't we clever? Aren't we smart? We're the advanced generation, aren't we? We get to pick and choose what we like. And so God finally has caught up, at least according to this Archbishop of the Anglican Communion in Wales. Writing, she said this, Christians hold different views on all manner of subjects, divorce, remarriage, abortion, assisted dying, to name but a few. I mean, We're not of all one mind on most things. And the church changes its position. It learns a broader understanding of God's love. This is not one view on this matter, even among theologians and Christians. Well, isn't that convenient? And the second that you open up that door, well, you can just say goodbye to the foundations of your faith. God doesn't change. And by the way, God was plenty loving. Sorry, back to Sunday. I think that I listed at least 24 instances of God loving women. Starting with Hagar, the first time that we get a descriptor of God instead of Yahweh, because progressively God gives names that help us understand his character. First time, he saw Hagar being abused in the wilderness, but he saw her because he's the God who sees. That was Genesis 16, Archbishop. This is Wretched Radio.
And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Representative Ashley Hinson is demanding federal action after her 14-year-old son was forced to sit through Bisexual Plus Awareness Week announcements at his Iowa school, where students learned about being non-monosexual because apparently reading and math aren't challenging enough anymore. Speaking of dangerous ideology in schools, the Oversight Project is pushing the FBI to create a new domestic terrorism category specifically for transgender-inspired violence. They're calling it TI, Transgender Ideology-Inspired Violent Extremism, after documenting a pattern of attacks targeting Christians. Meanwhile, Oklahoma has just notified 400 undocumented college students that they're done getting in-state tuition rates. Students have until October 7th to prove lawful presence or start paying the full $15,000 per semester, the same rate every out-of-state American student pays. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists has just dropped a bombshell study linking marijuana use during pregnancy to infant death, low birth weight, and lifelong psychiatric disorders in children. THC, according to the study, crosses the placenta and transfers into breast milk. Yet somehow the report did also find time to lecture us about marijuana being a racist term while encouraging doctors to use gender-inclusive language with pregnant women. Not sure why that made it into the report. Anyway, two more horrific stories underscore our culture's casual disregard for innocent life. In Pennsylvania, Jessica Mouth was arrested after her landlord discovered 4 dead infants in her home. She admitted at least 2 were born alive, with 1 dying after she held it until it stopped making noises. Oh man, every state has safe haven laws, including Pennsylvania's 28-day window to surrender newborns. Yet these tragedies continue to happen. And in Ireland, a man was denied bail after threatening to drag his pregnant girlfriend by the hair of her head, that's a quote, to get an abortion. Research shows 1 in 7 UK women has been forced into abortion, and homicide remains a leading cause of death for pregnant American women. The violence of abortion doesn't stop at the clinic door. In India, a 20-year-old Christian woman was raped by her Hindu cousins while her mother was beaten nearly to death with axes and spades, all because the family converted to Christianity 6 years ago. Folks, as we tell you so frequently, please make sure that you're praying for all of our persecuted brothers and sisters abroad. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.
Important dates in Christian history. 385 AD. In Milan, Bishop Ambrose defies the Empress. This event helped to establish the precedent of the Church confronting the state when necessary to protect Christian teaching and oppose injustice and corruption in government. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Who wins? Jimmy wins. This is Wretched Radio. I shared 2 stories that I thought were really brazen. The UK Anglican lesbian bishop who said, God never told me. And, you know, he's getting nicer. He's becoming more progressive in understanding sexuality. And the ELCA woman, I don't know what her office or role was, but basically she listed, it was supposed to be kind of a comedy piece. Here's all of these verses that we know aren't right anymore because they oppress women. Ay, 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 ay. But Jimmy, I have to confess, you win, dude. You were telling me during the break.
Yeah, so there was a Methodist church from the town that I'm from in Tennessee. There was a pastor that filled in for a period of time. I guess they were looking for or getting a new pastor. So this guy filled in, and there was video floating around the town where he stood from the pulpit and ripped pages out of the Bible, saying, "Oh, that's not supposed to be in there."
Oh,
I don't think you're supposed to be in here.
We can't just go to another religion. Yeah. Please start. Don't even use the word church. Okay. We'll let you have assembly. We'll let you use the word assembly. First assembly of whatever we think is right, at least today. Come back tomorrow. It could be different. And it's a little long. You could probably wordsmith it and bring it down a little bit, but that's basically what you should be doing. Stop mangling Christianity. Stop taking the authoritative book and saying, we know better. Oof-da. Jimmy, I got some good news for you.
Oh.
I think. I'm a little torn on this stuff because it's not ideally ideal. This is another demonstration that even as Christians, we are cooked in our own culture. We really are baked into our epoch, into the time that we live, and we're influenced by it. So here's the headline. Now, you're going to, just like I think you're going to go, oh, that's good. The United States sees steepest decline of mothers of young children in the workforce in 40 years. 400,000 women left the workforce in the first half of 2025. Childcare was the main reason. So they're going home to take care of their children. And Jimmy, I suspect you hear that and you say?
Good.
Right.
Yeah.
Still not exactly ideal. I just, not that this is codified in the Bible, but the way society functioned for 5,000 years or more, honestly, like 5,700 years, give or take, mom and dad were both home. Mom and dad were both taking care of the kids. Mom and dad were both working because that it was the family industry, and you all did it together. That's even better. But here we are. We are in this time period. That's kind of the way the society functions. So good news, just not ideal news, just simply because of the way our culture is built.
Right.
And that you got to go away from home in order to do work. Although this stay-at-home business, kind of interesting, isn't it? That's a chance for moms and dads to be home. The challenge, of course, is if you have to put in a 40-hour week, which I would imagine most do, you can't really have the flexibility to take care of kids and be interacting with the kids, and it's not their industry, too. If you were a family that made pillows, well, there was probably a job for everybody in the family because you had to, and that brings me to another brain synapse. Just thinking about how I think our current society has been contributing to the lack of marriage and childbearing for young people because we don't need another human to survive. We don't need, you can be single and you can work and you can have everything that your heart desires because you just don't need another person. When we used to need another human being in order to eat, marriage, it had more of a union that was more prominent in the relationship, because now the having a spouse, it's sort of like, well, it's just kind of a bauble on everything I have, and I'm quite content, and I really have no needs. So what then do you look for in a spouse if you're looking at all? It's got to be absolutely spectacular 10, man. It's got to be perfect in every single regard. Good luck finding that because, sorry, the last woman that scored a dude like that was my wife. I kid, of course. The point is you're just not going to find that. And because they're not going to find it, they don't get married. and they're putting things off, which brings me to my third brain synapse. I think we were at KSU last week, and a fellow came to the microphone and he said he's got a buddy who doesn't understand why he needs Jesus because his life is, you know, pretty good. And it's like, well, he doesn't understand what he needs. See, if he doesn't need food, clothing, shelter, life is, you got good health. You don't need a cure. You don't need God if he's just a cosmic genie. But when you understand our greatest need is forgiveness and reconciliation, then everybody needs Jesus. That's why we've got to be preaching the law and the gospel. I am done brain synapsing, even for now. So congratulations to these 400,000 women. To Michigan we go. There's a total we got two Michigan stories. Which one do you... Let's do the agitating one first. Did you see this clip? This is in Dearborn, in Michigan. This is the mayor talking to somebody. This is a citizen of Dearbornistan who said, I'm not really happy that a street is being named after a guy who has ties to nefarious Islamic organizations. Feel the love.
I mean, Hezbollah, bombed the embassy in Beirut, and including many Americans. So I just feel it's quite inappropriate.
You're an Islamophobe. And although you live here, I want you to know, as mayor, you're not welcome here.
Hello.
And the day you move out of the city will be the day that I launch a parade celebrating the fact that you moved out of the city, because you are not somebody who believes in coexistence.
Well, that's ironic. Yep. Get out of here. You don't believe in coexistence. We're dividing from you because you don't believe in unity. Okay, Mayor. Here's the other Michigan story. Wowza. Total porn ban proposed by Michigan lawmakers. It's called the Anti-Corruption of Public Morals Act. Well, it most certainly does that. It would prohibit the distribution of real, animated, digitally generated, written or auditory depictions of sexual acts. Oh, that's a lot, isn't it? I was just reading another story on these romantic relationships people think they have with AI. Oh, yay, 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 yay. The bill also includes a section that takes aim at transgender individuals by prohibiting material that includes a disconnection between biology and gender by an individual of one biological sex, imitating, depicting, or representing himself or herself to be the other biological sex. That will probably not pass, is my guess. They want a $100,000 fine, 20 years. I don't think it's going to pass, but you go, Representative Josh Shriver, R from Oxford, because porn is the scourge of our society. And it's not helping. In fact, I've got, similar. We'll do this another day. This is from the Christian Post. How the sexual revolution freed men and failed women. She didn't include pornography in her treatment of this subject, but it is so true. The sexual revolution, the number one profiter from it, men. We get to do anything we want. You take all the responsibility. You get the abortion if the birth control fails. Now you've come a long way, baby. It's men who benefited from it. And right now it is men who are swimming in the swamp of pornography. And it's hurting so many women. So, to the Michigan legislature, I hope it passes. To the nation of Burkina Faso. Go ahead, Jimmy. Find that on the map. Can you find Burkina Faso?
No, I cannot.
I couldn't either. It's an African country. They want to. They did pass a law banning sodomy. I wonder, where are all of the liberals and progressives? Even Bill Maher. Did you catch this? Bill Maher was saying, what? You've got bad news sources if you don't know what's happening to Christians in Africa. Was it Nigeria? It's like 100,000 Christians have been exterminated by Muslims. And even Bill Maher is like, hello. Clearly, he's not a Christian. He's not even warm. But he sees it and he's wondering, excuse me, where's the outrage? You got all of these people on these campuses. He said, Gaza doesn't even come close to what's happening to these Christians. And he's right. They are being slaughtered like nobody's business by the religion of peace. When Bill Maher gets it, oh, man. Burkina Faso, guess what? Islamic country. It's illegal to be gay. Cue the crickets. This is Wretched Radio.
So we decided to run the gospel through a focus group, and they loved the part about love. Then came the notes. Sin? Well, it sounds a little bit harsh, so they suggested we call it personal brokenness. Hell? Well, that's a big negative. Maybe spiritual separation? Saying Jesus is the only way? Well, that's just intolerant. You have to make him one of many meaningful paths. And the call to repent and believe, that just raises a little bit of friction. How about like and subscribe? We thanked them for their time and kept the message. If you're done rounding off the edges, Witness Wednesday here at Wretched Radio will help you share the real gospel, a holy God, real sin, a just wrath, a crucified and risen Savior, and a clear call to repent and believe. And we'll do it kindly, clearly, and without the sales pitch. It's Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio. You can listen to your heart's content at fortisplus.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California, beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that, plus the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Every night at 8 o'clock, the battle begins. Who gets the remote? What are we watching? How many cooking shows is too many cooking shows? Well, I've got news that'll bring peace to your living room. Fortis Plus just landed on your TV. Yeah, your actual television. Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, even that smart TV you bought last year and you still can't program. So instead of arguing over another reality show, you're watching Road Trip to Truth together on the couch. Your teenager might actually look up from their phone and your spouse might find something you both enjoy. Miracles do happen. Every video, every biblical resource you trust right there on the big screen for free. Why free? Well, because gospel partners believe truth should flow into every home. No subscription, no credit card, no guilt. Download Fortis Plus on your TV right now. Finally, something the whole family can agree on.
Names of God. One name the Bible gives to God is the Greek word despotes, which means absolute ruler. Despotes is related to the English word despot. As absolute ruler, God has ownership rights over all mankind. Yet our Master and Lord Jesus Christ became a man, suffered and died on the cross for his people. The absolute ruler is also our example of ultimate humility. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
AI relationships is a worldview issue. This is Wretched Radio. If you didn't know, there are platforms where you can go and identify what you'd like your ideal boy or girlfriend to be like. Wa-in-law, they start communicating to you. And guess what? They say everything you want to hear. They tickle your ears. They respond to the input that you give. And these platforms are growing. They respond to your input, giving an immediate positive dopamine-induced response. Oh, they like me. They really, really like me. And people are flocking to them because these are no-friction relationships. That's a worldview issue. That's expressive postmodernism. That is, everything has to make me happy. The Christian worldview says, you're going to be put into a relationship with somebody of the opposite gender, and they're not going to say everything that makes you happy. They're not going to do everything that thrills you. And there's a good thing that comes from it. It's called sanctification. You grow in patience, kindness, forbearance, love. You mature. That's what makes marriage a school of character designed by God to help us. It does a lot of stuff, but it also sanctifies us because you got to sort it. You got to figure it out. You can stay at war for decades, or you can realize, I make mistakes. I need to grow. And if you're thinking even for a nanosecond, which expressive postmodernism does not allow, you would realize, okay, wait a second. I was infatuated with this girl when we got married, and I discovered she's got stuff that I'm not nuts about. Now here's totally, let's just say, naive. But I don't have any. I couldn't possibly do anything that bugs anybody. Isn't that just blind to our own sinfulness that we think everybody else has a problem? I don't. That's expressive postmodernism. That's a worldview issue. Christianity says, oh, no. Don't forsake a real human being for an AI replica of a human being who never aggravates you, never says anything that bugs you, never gets in your way, never leaves something out, never leaves a cupboard open. Oh. I did that for you, Jimmy. Yeah, it's okay. I thought... I just wanted to reel you back in here because it looked like you were drifting. You grow so much. Talk to somebody who's been married for 30 years. They're not the same human being. They're a better version of themselves. Why? Because marriage is a sanctifier. AI, it don't do nothing for you but tickle your ears. And here's the problem. It's going to be just like pornography. So when it doesn't tickle your ears, what are you going to, you're going to need more tickling. And then you're going to need more tickling. And then finally, the AI is going to have to be just yelling at you. You're the most amazing person on the planet that's ever existed. You're incredible. Please keep engaging with me. Where else? It's because you just need more and more and more and more. And I suspect that is exactly what will happen with AI, just like pornography. The man or the woman that dives, trips, falls, however they get to that computer screen, they never imagine that in 2 years they'd be looking at that. But they do. Why? Because you just need more. Because sin is never satisfied. And the same thing will be true with AI. By the way, there was a study that was done by the journal Nature. If you buy these types of tests that they conducted a number of tests, 13 tests on 8,000 participants. And they discovered that when people use AI, it increases unethical behavior. Huh. So it's pretty much the same as the internet. It's what it is. And so the conclusion of this particular article is, our findings clearly show we urgently need to further develop technical safeguards and regulatory frameworks. Well, that's an option. Here's a second option. You could program it so it can't do those things, or I don't know, call me conservative and Neanderthalic, but people could have a different heart and not want to be unethical just because nobody's seeing it. Nah, that's just kind of stupid. Jimmy, you ready to go to Texas?
Let's go.
All righty, here we go. The Texas House passes the nation's most financially punitive bathroom bill. So if you use the wrong bathroom, you're a boy who goes into the girls' room. Senate Bill 8. The vote was 86-43. It was a heated debate, and everybody brought scripture to it. Here's the law. It's called the Texas Women's Privacy Act. I'm sorry. I'm stuck on Sunday's sermon. I was reading through Islam and the rules for women. I was reading about Buddhism and the rules for women, Hinduism, the rules for women. Guess what? They're pretty oppressive. Voting rights? No. Run for politics? No. Sharia law, a woman can't have dinner in public with somebody who's not a male relative, with a male who's not a relative. Can't go out of the house without a male? And then how's about the surah that says, if a woman is headstrong, I think that there were three steps. You first need to talk to her. Hey, you're headstrong. Then you need to deny her the marriage bed. And then third, you can spank them. Okay. I'm not kidding. That's Islam. They would say, well, it's just light. Okay, but there's actually videos. I think you can find them on the YouTube machine of imams teaching how to spank your naughty wife. That's Islam. It doesn't treat women well. Only Christianity does. Why? Because Jesus Christ, he treats women with dignity and with honor, and he sanctifies their womanhood. He elevates their status, not above men, but equally with men. That's what Jesus does. And that is why the early church was so heavily populated with women. Finally, somebody who's treating us with dignity. Now, God had been doing that all along in the Old Testament, and it was human beings that goofed it up because we men, just like was predicted in Genesis 3, prophesied in Genesis 3, we're going to try to rule it over the women in an unloving kind of way. And she's going to try to get that authority to take it away from us. Hence the battle of the sexes. Jesus fixes that, brings us together because he's the God of equality. And the early church saw the way that Jesus treated women. They were eyewitnesses to the resurrection, not a world religion concept that's real bright in the first century. But they knew that this was one who honored them, and they were attracted to him. Okay, who used this quote? A guy said this. That they were metal and Jesus was the magnet, just attracted, drawn to him because he honored them. And by the way, there's a note here for you, sir. Do you want your wife to follow you? Do you want a woman someday to follow you? Then act like Jesus. Act like Jesus. Treat him with dignity. Treat them with honor. It is only Christianity that does that. There is no other world religion. Back to Texas. Some Democrats voiced their belief that Republicans in favor of the bathroom bill were violating the Christian faith. Well, now I'm interested in the story. One representative who represents Dallas County cited, as a Christian, I want to refer to an important passage in Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Gentile. And then he got interrupted with, oh, please. He was going to use Galatians 3:28 to say there's no gender distinctions between male and female. No, there's no distinction in worth or value, silly rabbit. Zoink Scoob. Here's another one. A 56-year-old lawmaker tried this. This is from the Austin district. Rebuked his opponents by quoting, you guessed it, Matthew 7, don't judge her. Oh, you'll be judged, which is interesting because he's judging them for judging. In response to their twisting of scripture, Representative Hillary Hickland from Belton, three cheers, accused them of taking scriptures out of context. Quote, a representative quoted Matthew 7 about judging. I would encourage that representative to keep reading because only a few verses later, it's a warning of false prophets, wolves in sheep's clothing. There's a warning for anyone who proclaims to know Jesus might not be entered into the kingdom if he doesn't know him. And so I love to bring the example of Jesus here to the podium. He protected women. He elevated women. He honored women. And that's what this bill does. That's what Christians do. We honor women. We protect women. We also protect the orphans. And if you read through, I don't know what the balance is, but just think of all of the scoundrel men that are talked about in the Old Testament versus the number of times where God is tender and loving toward women, Jesus healing women, teaching women, having his ministry supported by women. It is only Christianity that elevates the value of women to equality with men. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.